Founded in part by the Rockefellers, the United Nations has been acting as a de facto world government since 1945. Starting in the 1950s, the UN began funding scientists to measure for carbon dioxide. And in 1992, they drafted what they describe as the International Legal Instrument for the Conservation of Biological Diversity, and outlined their plans to seize control of land under the guise of climate conservation, known as Agenda 21, because they wanted to accomplish their goals by the 21st century. But by 2015, they were failing and officially pushed their deadline back with Agenda 2030. In 2010, the Rockefeller Foundation published Scenario for the Future of Technology and International Development, wherein they outlined four different ways of achieving their goals, which they wrote, once crossed, these axes create a matrix of four very different futures. In 2020, they crossed the axis into the lockstep matrix. In 2022, at their 15th Convention on Biological Diversity, COP15, the UN increased the amount of land they plan to steal to 30% by 2030. Their 30 by 30 plan will require the displacement of millions. So far, the direct confiscation approach is working in Europe. The Dutch farmers have been peacefully protesting, but they are being shot at by the police, and so the government isn't stopping, which is why the direct approach won't work in America. Less than a year after Agenda 21 was drafted, the U.S. federal government attempted stripping away constitutional land rights from the Bundy family in Nevada. It was fought in the courts for decades and resulted in a peaceful protest with armed protesters. To avoid a gunfight, the feds backed off and adapted their plans. In 2008, the Rockefeller Foundation published America 2050, a strategy to reclaim natural resources and reform the federal role in land use policy. The America 2050 documents outline which areas of the country will be depopulated and which areas will be politically absorbed into 10 new mega-regions. The Rockefellers envision most of the depopulation to occur in the central corridor of the United States. These are the same states that experienced the most COVID vaccine deaths, a massive area that is not included in the America 2050 infrastructure map and excluded from the new high-speed rail system planned. A big part of Rockefeller's America 2050 is the High-Speed Rail in America plan, which requires the use of existing railways for its implementation. Some are suggesting that this is why we are seeing so many train derailments. There have been over a dozen derailments and chemical spills on railways in just the past few months, some of which, like the one in East Palestine, are highly suspicious. And these chemical spills could be used as an excuse by the state to evacuate you from your homes and steal your land. The Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, commonly known as Superfund, was enacted by Congress in 1980. The Superfund provides the EPA with the authority to seize control of private lands for long-term remedial response actions during the event of a toxic disaster. If what we are being told about the chemicals that were burned and released into East Palestine is true, then the EPA could plausibly shut down a massive area, and Cleveland can house the dislocated Ohioans in their 15-minute cities, while the government cleans up the mess and accepts the land as payment. Whether it's called Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, or America 2050, the United Nations and their friends are never going to quit. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one, and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.